B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
All right, Tunis, you saw, and you remember this, you saw the Colts game. You went through it, and you uncovered that Carson, when it comes to first drive, when it's no huddle, and he's running tempo, was Mung. Now, you have percentages of up-tempo Carson.
Yeah, so going back to 2016, I found it on some sort of website that keeps track of no-huddle offenses. Now, I don't have the actual like statistics like touchdowns, interceptions, but in 2016, throughout the entire season, the Eagles ran no-huddle 10% of the time throughout the entire season on offense. 2017, it dropped down to 7.17%, and last year it was 7.73%. Now, keep in mind, last year you had some Nick Foles.
So you did in 17, too.
Yes, but in 2016, when Carson was a rookie and learning and had an okay season, they ran the no-huddle 10% of time on offense. And it just dropped
crazy
to 7%.
For a rookie quarterback, Anthony.
Why would you drop it?
Maybe it dropped in 2017, A, because they were destroying teams, and B, because you had three games of Nick Foles. So maybe
that makes sense.
Maybe that's the drop. I mean, you were blowing teams out, so there was no reason to run a hurry up because you wanted to lead the clock anyway.
Right.
So maybe that's part of that percentage drop. Just I don't know that to be fact, but that's the logic, I guess.
But that first drive against the Colts from last year, they ran a 12-play drive where they went 79 yards in 5 minutes and 11 seconds. 10 of those plays were no huddle. And the first play of that drive was an incomplete pass. The second play was a completion to Zach Ertz. So that's what got the things going with the no-huddle.
It's always, I mean, listen, we've been around that for a while, and we remember from the Kelly days that there are times when that no-huddle is perilous because of the completions. You got to get the first down to get the motor going. So I understand that. And, you know, maybe Doug has built that in at times and, you know, you're stagnant and doesn't get there.
Well, his first drive as a quarterback in the NFL against the Cleveland Browns when they scored a touchdown to Jordan Matthews was a no-huddle offense.
Yeah, now, again, I don't know if there's a difference if that's Reich, you know, but last year.
The influence.
Well, think about that. Last year, that is a script right there. That's 12 plays scripted where he probably gives Carson 2 plays each play, right?
Yeah.
And you pick when you're at the line of the scrimmage, you pick which play you want to run with.
That's
12 plays right there. We talk about the 15 plays from Andy and Doug's from the Andy tree. So maybe that should be something they start off games with.
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting. It's interesting data, as they say. What we know right now, though, and through last year, is that the scripted plays with Carson, last year it landed them 31st in the NFL in first quarter scoring, and this year they haven't scored a first quarter point.
Yeah.
So if you want numbers that matter, those are the numbers that matter.
All right.
I think they had 41 first quarter points last year.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
With those weapons?
No, it's terrible. All right. Well, they should remember the weapons weren't.
Yeah, they didn't have Deshaun.
As pronounced.
Yeah.
They lacked that outside guy, remember?
Yeah. Well, they lost Wallace in the second game.
And that was a huge deal, not having. It just changes. That's why I tell you, Deshaun Jackson is the most important guy on this offense.
Yeah.
From that sense, because he dictates where the safety plays, and that's everything in this league.
It opens everything up.
All right, so let's do this, because I go to the text board, and I see this. One thing from Jim, this is Jim from the Palm. One thing I learned from the birds in 17 years was having a little faith. Oh, from 2017, was having a little faith. It's only week freaking 2. I cannot believe how we go from having a hard time finding 4 losses 2 weeks ago to this overreaction.
Well, look, I get where Jim's coming from, and it's very pragmatic. But Jim is not considering that they did a walkthrough yesterday, partially because they played 2 games on Sunday and Thursday, but also because, and Tim alluded to this earlier, that Brandon Graham said they didn't have enough players to do a full-blown practice because there's so many guys on the injured list. And they put out a report yesterday of their injured list, and it said since they didn't practice, the injury list was based on estimations of injuries. And it's like a page long.
Yeah.
Well, and you're 2 weeks
listen,
in. And they're key injuries.
We know that they're banged up. We understand that. We get it. That all said, I mean, where are we? And I think this is... got to be the main topic of today.
Yeah, where are you with this team?
And,
right now?
You know, you got, and I'll be the equator. And when we look at the northern hemisphere, that's chill. And that's Jim from the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
No need to worry.
Like, he's like, you know, it's cool, man. Relax. You're two games in the season, mm-hmm. and already you're freaking out.
We did the same thing in the Super Bowl year because they lost week two to the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying, what did you learn from 2017?
Yep.
Have a little understanding, a little faith.
They rattled off 9 after that game.
Then you have the Southern Hemisphere, and that's you. And that's hot with worry.
Yeah, it's humid, too. And I don't like hot and humidity. You know that.
You got a lot of worrying.
Yeah, I do. And on the car ride in today.
Right now, you're Brazil.
Yeah, I'm not in. Yeah, I'm in Medellin. I'm in Colombia. You know what I mean? I'm not down there with the Brazilian butt models right now. I'm in an uncomfortable spot.
And
the cartels are roaming. You know what I mean? Because like Deshaun's hurt.
She's the best week with.
Is this
his analogies?
Is this. With Deshaun, could it be a sports hernia, and is it one he can play through, or is he going to need surgery? Because what I know is with this medical staff, like I said before, guys have been out of games with a hangnail
right.
and missed a season.
Right.
So I have a ton of worry. Like Jalen Mills ended up on the PUP list.
Right.
You know, and he can't come back till week 7. These are facts in history that I can't ignore.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to mentally push myself to where Jim from the Palm is. It's just 2 weeks. Chill out. They could have won the game last week.
Yeah, no, you're way too right. No, you really are in South America, deep in South America.
Yeah, I think I'm below the equator more than I want to admit.
No, you are. I feel it. I feel it in you. It's kind of giving me, it's making me agitated how much you are because I'm getting that vibe off you.
And you're hanging out in the Great White North.
It's a disturbing. I'm not. I'm just in the middle. I'm a Caribbean, kicking in the Caribbean, man.
Okay, so you haven't even made it to the mainland.
I'm literally...
You're in the DR.
I'm right at the equator. I'm in the middle. Because, listen, I sense a little bit of understanding.
Yeah, you get it.
Like, but I also know that you never panic in week two.
No, and I get that.
And you don't, you know, again, we'll go through the schedule now again for the millionth time, but we'll understand the rhythm of it. They're going to be 2-2. I mean, you kind of hope now that they're 2-2. They're not 1-3.
That's the thing.
But they're 2-2.
They're going to win this week.
If they're 2-2, because I think they win this week as well.
Yeah, I do.
If they're 2-2, then you go, all right, game on.
Yeah.
And you hope it's game on with some with Deshaun and some of the injuries and that are kind of taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go through the season, you're starting to get guys back.
And getting guys playing at a higher level like Ronald Darby.
Right.
Who is coming back from that injury, right. The ACL.
So, where are you at?
Fletch.
So, I'll ask you, going into it, and then you can reach us 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We don't know where you're at. You can even use the globe to depict where you feel or how you feel.
Maybe somebody's in Tallahassee.
Right. Well, that's a good area.
Yeah.
Or you could be in Canada, where you want to be.
Yeah. Could be in Montreal
and
right now at the Chez Paris.
Like, that's chill.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Tunis?
Where am
you
I
don't
at?
Know geography, so.
I'm in Lithuania. He's on the other side of the planet. I'm not ready for this.
11-10.
You're injured. You can't be tipping cocktails.
You know what's funny? I agree. We need to play it. So I'm happy you remembered to play it, Tunis. But without him playing, it'll lose a little something.
Yeah, put it on the shelf.
I don't put it on the shelf. It makes me wistful, though.
Well, I'm just saying, just put the Jack Daniels on the shelf.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I still want to hear it every day.
Just drinking ginger ale?
Ginger and gin. We'll have a gin. Double ginger.
What is Nelson Aguilar like?
Because we're going to need him. No, I'm out on that.
Yeah, I'm out.
He's like slow gin.
Come on, man.
Listen. Don't, please.
He's green slow gin.
Don't bring him up to me, all right?
We're going just Carson.
He can't go dueling banjos for the man.
Oh, man, he's a huntsman.
Squeal!
He's a huntsman.
All right, enough of this. Kill. Kill. Where are you at, Tunis?
I'm feeling fine. I'm not worried.
You went like Georgia?
Sure.
North Carolina?
No, I left Atlanta after the loss.
Actually, he said he's in Lithuania.
I'm Lithuania. I'm having a few beers.
That's actually really calm.
All right.
Because it's up there in the Northern Hemisphere.
All right. Well, he's still worried about the baseball team. 610-632-0970. And the GM spoke yesterday and said things that I just could not believe.
Who?
Yeah, I'm trying.
He said we can't judge his offseason moves.
I'm trying to ignore him, but there will be a point later on today in which I can ignore him no longer, and I will eviscerate Matt Klentak.
Yeah. Well, I found his comments as laughable as the Alec Baldwin roast, which I watched last night. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Open lines right now. 610-632-0975. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? The DraftKings Sportsbook app. I got something for you tonight. You got football back. You have college. You got the NFL. I know it's not a great game. You know, it's Jacksonville, Tennessee. Yeah. You got a good college game. Tulane against Houston. And you laugh, right? But that's a good conference. That's a Temple conference. I like that conference. Good football. And I like Tulane tonight.
You're a fan of the Green Wave?
I am. Tulane's good. And I'm going to tell you, people think Houston and, oh, Houston's really good. And they remember how tough they played in a loss coming off last week. I'm telling you, Tulane is the play tonight. The Green Wave. Look, you can do it on your DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get in all the action with your best offer yet for limited time. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. More on that in a second. DraftKings Sportsbook app is America's top-rated sportsbook app. With the football season underway, they have great promotions running all month long. This week, DraftKings running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win. They score at least 24 points. Your bet's safe. DraftKings credits back your wager if your team goes on to lose. That's right. DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. That's where you go. DraftKings.com/Fanatic. And you get your risk-free bet to $500. All new users get a risk-free bet to $200 as well. Don't forget DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See the site for details. Gambling prompt. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Ah, welcome back.
We got D Gun coming up in a couple minutes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
talking to D Gun. Andrew just told me in my ear the broadcast crew for this week. Tom Brennerman and Chris Spielman on the call, Anthony.
So we get a Lion.
Former Lion.
We get a Lion.
Yeah.
Spielman.
Yeah.
So, Tom, don't call me Film. Brennerman, huh?
Yeah. I don't mind Spielman. I think he does a pretty nice job, considering he's not one of the top crews. But the fact that he was a Lion could compromise my position and compromise his integrity.
I feel ambivalent toward the Lions.
Do you?
I have no feeling whatsoever. I'm completely ambivalent toward the Lions.
Yeah.
Aren't you? What are you actually
don't like the
Lions? Like, what's, when you think Lions, what do you think of?
I think of Barry Sanders.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Barry Sanders. I like the
Barry
uniforms.
Barry Sanders. The Pontiac. Axel Foley.
People retiring early.
Yeah, Pontiac Silverdome. That's what I think. Wayne Fonts.
I was at the Silverdome.
Yeah. It just looks like kind of one of those chalk domes that doesn't have a lot of personality.
It's in Pontiac, Michigan, so it's far. It's a far drive from the airport. I told you I spent a week with Barry.
Yeah.
Spent some time with Barry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of visceral hate. I remember the playoff game against against the Lions, I guess, in what, like 90?
That was a blowout. The Eagles
blew
them out.
50-plus points in that game that the Eagles scored, and the Eagles ended up losing the next week. But there's not a lot of hate that I have built up for the Lions. So 610-632-0975. We'll talk to D-Gun in a minute. Let's go to Georgia. Talk to Andrew on the Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Fellas, I hope you are doing well today. What's going on up in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm doing all right. I don't know if I'm doing well or what I'm doing, but I'm kind of...
You got to relax. You got to relax.
I hear you.
I'm about the D-line. I'm channeling my inner Aaron Rodgers right now. She asked me where I'm at. I'm at 12th and Ocean down at North Wildwood.
All right. So you're in Aaron Rodgers, Frankie Goes to Hollywood mode. Relax.
Yeah, man. So here's the deal. I had them at 6-5, winning their last five games, going into the playoffs hot.
Okay? Oh, see, I didn't have them at 6-5.
I did. And no, everybody said, you know, Andrew, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I trust me, I hope I'm wrong, right? Let's keep it rocking. I hope I'm 100% wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I got to tell you, so I was at the game, was there with my family. Absolutely lovely experience. It was just such a wonderful time. My brother came down, had my nephew there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing would have made it better if Nelson Aguilar didn't have those Waldos come back and grow out of his hands again.
Yeah, of course.
It's just completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fellas, I'm going to apologize because I didn't have a chance to rewatch the game. I've been running around like crazy. From what I saw live, right, at the game, I have some pretty large concerns right now regarding our defensive line.
Wait a minute, you just told me to relax, and now you're telling me about these big concerns with the D-line, which is massively important.
I think everything is going to work out. I think they're going to figure it out. I think they have enough talent on offense that when everybody is healthy there for the second half of the year, I think we're going to tear through, okay?
Right.
But I have concerns about our defensive line play. I think we're going to win a lot of those games simply outscoring people. I'm not seeing a great deal of pressure whatsoever, but what had me more concerned was how the Falcons were running the ball against
them. Mm-hmm.
They made what I think is a mediocre offensive line look really, really good.
Wait, they didn't really run. I didn't think they cashed at all.
Dude, I didn't get to rewatch. Here's what I'm saying. I saw a lot of very manageable second and third downs for Matt Ryan because of the yardage they were able to pick up. Now, again, I didn't rewatch the game. I'm going completely off of one live memory of being there.
Okay? Nah, yeah. I think you got to go watch it, brother. I'm not worried about that at all.
Did you talk to Baldy, by the way, about Derek Barnett?
Dude, they had 57 yards. Wait, Andrew, they had 57 yards rushing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
No.
I got to go watch this game again.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
17 for 57.
I let you down on the scouting this week, boys. I'm open about it. I've been running around like a madman since this weekend.
Right. Don't worry about it.
Well, you were at the game, so you got a little bit of an alibi, but you got to go back and watch it.
On the bright side, I forgot. I went down and saw the Phils last night. I forgot how much fun it is to actually go to a ball game. It was fun.
Kill. Yeah.
Were there a lot of Phillies fans?
There were a bunch of Phils fans, too, but not as many Eagles fans as there were on Sunday night. How did it sound on TV?
They mentioned it.
Yeah, they mentioned that there were a lot of Eagle fans.
Yeah, there always is.
Yeah, they were amazing, man.
They are
man, part of, you know, it's Andrew in the crowd. Anybody from Philadelphia living in Georgia, rocking Atlanta. We have much callers from Atlanta.
Yeah, we got a nice contingent down there of United Nations of Eagles fans as well. And, you know, I saw a lot of people traveling from here, going down to the game. Like, E-Rock and his crew were down there. I saw him tweeting out videos, and everybody goes down. And they go down. The one thing I can always count on, you can always count on the Eagles for, is the fan base showing up at other buildings.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's in England, whether it's in California and L.A. at that soccer stadium against the Chargers, or Seattle or wherever, and they travel. It's the problem is that the fans don't end up on the injured list. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But he told me not to worry. And he goes, I'm not worried because I thought they were going to be 6-5 after their first 11 anyway. I'll tell you, if they're 6-5, I'm disappointed.
All right, well, let's go through in a second. Real quick, though. Quote on the text board, VG, Philly's about to go on a 10-game streak, yo.
Who, the Eagles or the Phillies?
He said Philly's about to go on a 10-game streak.
Philly.
Yo.
As in the city.
Phillies.
Oh, he means Phillies as the baseball team. Okay, well, we'll see if they can complete the sweep. Got to do that first. I don't see them winning five straight in Washington, but I digress. You got something out of Eflin last night. Led Eflin.
Listen, the Braves are playing out the string.
Because they're locked up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Stop. Yeah,
but the Nationals, you got five games against that pitching staff with this pitching staff. Let's get to the man. Let's go. You see him on Quick Slant, Sam. You see him on pre- and post-game live. Does a great job. He joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now from NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's D-Gun. D-Gun, what's going on, man? It's crazy times already.
Yeah, man. My brothers, how are you guys today?
Zavin D.
I'm nervous, he's, man.
He's petrified. All right, so before we get into all the minutiae, all the details, and anything that you may know that you can pass on, should he be petrified? He's petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified about what? This matchup Sunday?
No, just in general about the Eagles' season-long forecast.
And the injuries, D-Gun. I said earlier, I said guys on this team have gotten a hangnail the past couple of years, and they've gone into witness protection. I'm worried with this abdominal injury and Alshon and Goddard.
He's laughing like Doug.
Yeah.
Like Doug laughed yesterday.
I know, that's a self-protection mechanism. That doesn't quell my concerns, D-Gun.
You know what? I'm not a medical expert, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Apparently, they don't have one down there either.
Definitive.
You could fit right in on their medical staff.
I could give you to calm your nerves, but this is a little perplexing because coming out of this game, when you started adding up the pluses and minuses of the injuries and how they occurred and things like this, the first thing you're thinking is, okay, was it the surface? Well, they got through the first game unscathed, except for Malik Jackson, and the Falcons are playing on the same surface they were playing on. The Falcons didn't have the multitude of injuries that they had. Then you start wondering, well, is it the training preparation getting them ready for stuff like this? Well, you know, you could say you could go back to the starters not playing in the preseason, but again, let me go back to what I said before. They came out of their first game unscathed. They've practiced since then, and they go in the second game, all of a sudden guys are dropping like flies. So I don't know where and how to pinpoint exactly what's going on. Is it a training staff? Is it a lack of proper training? I don't know. It's mind-boggling in a lot of ways in terms of what we look at, the pluses and minuses in terms of who could be in and who's out for the next game and possibly the next two games with a short turnaround.
Let's examine, before we get into the here and now, let's examine long-term. Are you at all concerned? We'll start off with DeSean Jackson, because to me, DeSean Jackson is the indispensable. Now, there's going to be Nixon and the whole thing, and I thought before the season he plays 10 games, but I can't have him out for any prolonged period of time. Are you concerned about that?
You know, yeah, Anthony, especially when you start talking about groin, abdominal, you know how tricky those things are, man. You know, they tell you 2 weeks. All of a sudden you get out there and you stretch and you feel good. All of a sudden you tweak it again and you do even worse damage than what you had before. So yes, that's a genuine concern because when you have those groin injuries, they don't just go away in a short amount of time. We know the game that these guys play nowadays, accompanied by the modern technology of medicine, is a credible thing in terms of how players rehab and stuff like that. But I do think there is a genuine concern there because then you heard the rumor that there was a suggestion out there that DeSean was possibly looking at a surgery, and he said, no, I'm not getting surgery. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Well, the longer you wait, the longer he could be out. You see what I'm saying? So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't hear that, yeah.
So wait, whoa. You got to slow down because I didn't hear any of this. So he says he's asked about surgery. He says, no, he wants to see how it heals.
No, let me preface it by saying that's just a rumor that was out there that there was talk about, you know, would he possibly need surgery? And supposedly he said, no, I'm not looking at surgery right now. Let's go through treatment. So, no, that's not nothing that I know, an inside information. It's just a rumor that I had heard out there. Now, I, you know, a lot of times rumors are a dime a dozen. We know that in this game.
That's a big deal, man.
I've seen the ESPN report to that effect right now.
So there is some substance to that then.
Yeah, Tim McManus wrote a whole story about it. He said one doctor recommended surgery, which would have shelved DeSean for about 6 weeks, but Jackson wants to return to action as soon as possible, and he opted against it, a source said.
Okay, see, if there is truth to that, if a medical expert is recommending you get surgery now and get this thing done, and the player says, no, I'm going to fight through this, then you wonder if he's ever going to be 100%, and how long will it be before he's shut down even longer because he didn't take the advice of a medical expert.
I need a second opinion here.
See, this is a problem. Like, that's a major problem.
Yeah, it is.
You can't, you can't, you have to have him on the field. You got to, listen, these receivers aren't good enough. Go ahead, Nibdi.
No, I agree with you. Now, I will say this. If he's going to try to fight through this, if I'm the player and a medical expert tells me I recommend surgery now, I'm shutting it down now so that I can get back for the stretch run. Because when you look at the latter half of that schedule, except for the Dallas game, the latter half of this schedule is very winnable. They can win four of the last five, you know. So, but if you don't, and your explosive weapon downfield, the one guy who can back a defense off so they can't stack a box, is fighting through this all season, well, you're doing more harm than good.
Yeah, and it sounds like this could be sports hernia-ish. They're not calling it. They're calling it an abdominal. This is a thinning of the abdominal wall and to get it medically repaired. This is something that could linger.
You know what? I, every player knows his own body. And let's face it, everybody heals at a different pace. And I'm sure Deshaun has gone through this groin injury, abdominal injury before. And I'm sure he feels in his mind that he has a way of overcoming that. But, again, you can't emphasize it enough. It's like the high ankle sprain. It's like any of those other injuries, man. You step out there, it feels good, whether it's a practice and a game, and all of a sudden you make one wrong cut or one, you stretch, you're trying to pick up an extra yard, and some guy's holding onto your leg, and you stretch that thing, boom, you're down for even longer than you should be.
That would be a catastrophe. It really would. I mean, that's a catastrophic loss. Oh my God! All right, so
horrible news.
So let me ask you: are you on the, like? What are you doing? You gonna look out of for another receiver? Because I still think they do. I think, you know, beyond Alshon, like I like, you know, our Thigo Whiteside a little bit as the backup to Alshon, but you need like real weapons. You know how I feel about Aguilar, and I feel worse about him today than I ever did. I think they need another. They need a Deshaun insurance policy.
Okay, where are you going to find one of those?
No, you know what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I'm not going to get anybody that good. But but I'll look to the Dolphins and you know see what I can unearth. Right? I mean, there are places. They get the kid Albert. What's his name? The little guy who's fast. You know, maybe they want to part with him.
I agree with you, but what are you willing to give up? You know, how much will it affect your future draft space? You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
I do think they do need to look, but whatever you get, is it going to be another Golden Tate-type receiver? Is it a Torrey Smith-type receiver? Well, I mean, what are you going to get? Because anybody of any high quality, unless you're willing to make a trade, is already...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making deals. I mean, you know, again, Howie's a master at it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about personnel, let me... Because I already buried the lead. The lead is Jalen Ramsey. Where are they at? What do you hear about Jalen Ramsey? Albert Wilson is the guy I'm thinking of, too.
Albert Wilson. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we know that if there's a player out there of any high commodity, Howie Roseman, who is committed to making this team as good as he can. I mean, they're in a win mode now. Not win in 2020 or 2021. They want another trophy right now. But if you go out and look at a Jalen Ramsey and, you know, he's in the last year of a contract, are you going to rent him for 1 year? And you know that Jacksonville wants more than just the first round pick. How much are you willing to get up to possibly rent this player if you can't get him beyond this year? Is it in your best interest to rent a player of that caliber just for the remainder of the season? And then you're going to suffer for it somewhere down the road in the future, knowing that you're going to lose X amount of free agencies after the season. Now, the Eagles have done a phenomenal job of locking up a lot of their core players for 2020, 2021. But as you know, you always need to replace something. And the bigger picture for me is, if you bring a Jalen Ramsey here, can he fit in so-called Jim Schwartz's system, or do you have to adjust your system to fit Jalen Ramsey?
Because
to me, he's arguably the best.
Yeah, all due respect. I get a top two cornerback. What the frick I care about a system?
Put him on an island.
I mean, he's a guy because he's not Nnamdi Asomugha. He's a guy.
Not a system.
He can play whatever he... Nnamdi Asomugha was a system corner. Even Asante Samuel was a space corner. Jalen Ramsey is a great corner.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying. And on top of that, can he fit in the culture in his locker room?
He's a very high-strung,
emotional player.
You got good leadership there, though. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Will he listen to the leadership? Because I just talked to Malcolm Jenkins about that exact topic on Tuesday. And my question to Malcolm Jenkins was, what is it about the culture in this locker room where you don't see volatile confrontations on the sideline with Eagles players? Even when things are getting tense, you don't see cameras honing in on a player attacking a coach attacking a player, players going at it with each other, so on and so forth. And Malcolm said, because we have a respect for each other as men. We correct each other in the film room. We correct each other on the practice field. We correct each other during games as men. We don't have, it doesn't have to escalate to a point where it gets, you know, verbally heated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you've built that culture with these guys. Your leaders, Fletcher Cox. I mean, go back to when Jake Elliott missed the kick. What was it, last year? And Fletcher Cox told the media, he said, I told him, hey, no more misses. But he said it to him, not in a demeaning way. See, that's a big difference. The Eagles have a culture here that they've established over the last couple of years that is second to none in the National Football League. Now, the question, Jalen Ramsey is an elite player. There is no question about that.
I mean, I got to stop you. That's half nonsense. Because I go up to the culture in New England. Yes, it is. Because I go up to the culture in New England and go, well, how come in New England they go get, you know, every problem in the NFL?
Absolutely. But do the Eagles go get every problem in the NFL?
No.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but
they make a point of, you hear Howie say,
does it bust up the Patriots?
You want high caliber guys. I understand that, you know, but the Patriots are a unique situation.
I believe the Eagles are a unique situation because I think the Eagles, because they've built such a good culture and because of Doug.
You're missing my point. I'm not missing your point.
I know your point. I get the point.
I agree 100%.
I'm not worried about Jalen Ramsey. He's a competitor. The kid wants to compete.
No question. The Patriots go out and get everybody's problem child, and they fit in the system. Yeah, you look at Antonio Brown, the prime example. You don't see Antonio Brown on social media all of a sudden now that he's with the Patriots, right? He's very quiet, and I understand he's got the lawsuit hovering over his head. So what are you worried about Jalen Ramsey for? I understand. Because I don't know if the leadership in his locker room can handle Jalen Ramsey. Now, if I'm a front office guy and I need him that bad, I go get a Jalen Ramsey. I'm just throwing out there the pluses and minuses.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the minus. Because here's the thing. I don't even believe. First of all, I believe Jalen Ramsey's a fierce competitor. And I think part of what you hear when he acts out sometimes is A, he's a cornerback, but B, it's bred out of losing. He doesn't care. He don't want to lose. I love that about a guy.
Okay. The year they went to the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago, all right? He was complaining that year about playing out of position. They had the whole secondary complaining about they weren't happy with the scheme yet. They came within less of a quarter of beating the Patriots, and it was almost the Jaguars going to the Super Bowl instead of the Patriots that year.
That's all right. I got no problem with him. I love him.
Then you know what? If they bring him in, we're going to sit here and see how it plays itself out, and hopefully we will not have the discussion. If Howie can make it work, kudos to Howie.
No, I think if anybody can make it work, it's Howie, because I think he's a terrific GM. He understands the nature of the league. He's a great trader. He's already proven that he knows how to trade.
No question.
I just don't need, look, you got all the pieces, right? Doug is a guy that is a player's guy. Players respect Doug, right?
No question about it.
I mean, it's a perfect situation.
Yeah. LeGarrette Blount was a problem at other places too, but he fell in line here well. So did J.H.I.
There's no question about it. I'm not saying it couldn't work. I'm just throwing out there the pros and cons of it. You know, I would like to see it happen. I mean, this town would go crazy with a Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. I need it, frankly, right now, D-Gun. Yeah, frankly, I need an injection of Jalen Ramsey right now. I need something, for goodness sake.
What this team needs right now is an injection of positivity, considering the nature of the walking wounded on this team.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Yeah, hey, D-Gun, what do you got coming up this weekend?
Line on that.
NBC Sports Philly.
You know what we do, man. Noon to 1 o'clock, Eagles pregame live. We'll have all the latest information. And, of course, we'll let you know, as you guys will find out as well, who's in, who's out. Hopefully, you know, Goddard or Alshon can get out there on Sunday and help this offense out, because I'm with you guys. I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, nice receiver. Mac Hollins, nice receiver. Nelson Aguilar, he can stretch the field occasionally, but it's not the same as having a D-Jack out there. And I'm telling you, I think if you're missing Alshon, Goddard, and D-Jack all at the same time Sunday, I still think the Eagles have enough talent overall to beat this Detroit team, but it does make the playing field a little bit more even. You know, and Detroit's coming off here after upsetting a depleted Chargers team nobody thought they would beat. So Detroit's on the high, and Detroit can't rush the passer. I'll give them that. They can't rush the passer, and I like their cornerback in the back end, Darius Slay. So, you know, to me, it makes me a little nervous if those three weapons are out of the game, but I still think the Eagles find a way to pull this game out.
Love it. Hey, D-Gun, we'll be watching, man. Thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
There he is, Derek Gunn, NBC Sports Philadelphia, on the Comcast Business.
You know what?
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I don't need to hear culture. I need to have Jalen Ramsey.
I need that talent.
Look,
man.
You're ready to win. Here's the thing about certain guys, and you can see what kind of dude he is. He's a guy that wants to compete. He wants to play. He wants to play. Ty's a tough kid.
Yeah, discontent is bred out a lot of times, Anthony, out of failure from a team.
And, you know, they were eight plays away from winning, blah, 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 but he was complaining about skiing. Yeah, because you know what? He's one of these type A guys that if he sees a mistake.
Yeah.
And remember that game was a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That New England-Jacksonville game was a shootout. And he's upset because the defense he disagreed with what they were doing.
Yeah, and clearly New England was taking advantage of it. Clearly. 610-632-0975. The point you made, too, and I agree with this, is that Doug's one of those guys that is a player whisperer, if you will. He relates to players. Yeah, they respect them.
You know, like, here's the thing. You know, we don't want to bring guys in. You know, who else? Jalen Ramsey's come in here because there's baggage.
Mm-hmm. Same reason why J.J. was traded here.
And, you know, why can't you be New England and take all the baggage and not have the guy conform?
Yeah, and use their talent.
See, my point with D-Gun is, if your culture's so good, then that's not a worry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you built the culture the way you say the culture is, you shouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't worry about one man crumbling
your
culture.
Like, I don't want to hear New England special. No. If you built the culture the way it should be, then that's the culture. And you can afford to bring in guys like that. That's what the Patriots do.
Yeah. This and we're going to get to the phones in a minute. This report from Tim McManus the other day about Deshaun denying surgery is very disturbing.
Yeah, you're right.
A doctor recommended, here's what it says in the story. He said one doctor recommended surgery, which would have shelved the 32-year-old for about 6 weeks. But Jackson wants to return to action as soon as possible, so he opted against it, a source said. Jackson exited early in the first half against the Falcons on Sunday night. Philadelphia brought him back, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. I mean, if it's an abdominal injury, those things tend to linger without getting them fixed appropriately and handling it the right way. Very, very
interesting.
Concerning. Goose in South Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Goose?
What's going on, good brothers? How y'all feeling today, man?
What's up?
Shaky, brother, shaky.
Hey, man, I just want to speak on the last interview with Derek Gunn. He's a great guy, man. He does great on quick slants and everything like that, but he's a worrier. And you can tell that in all his reports that he's worried. Like you said, if this locker room has a great rapport with each other, they don't take any BS with each other, everything is handled in-house, then a guy like Jalen Ramsey shouldn't be a problem to veterans like Malcolm Jenkins and Roddy McLeod in that group to rein this guy in and not control him, but, you know, control him a little bit. And not for nothing, winning cures all.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Winning cures.
Exactly. And by the way, here's another news flash. Not all great players are la-di-da players, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not like, oh, yes, sir, yes, coach. You know, you got talented dudes. Sometimes little talented dudes are all out there. You got to deal with it.
Absolutely. And then if I'm Jalen Ramsey, and I consider myself and the league considers myself a lockdown man-to-man corner, and my team gets forced all over the place by Tom Brady by running zone, I'm going to be a little upset at that as well. You understand what I'm saying? So, Derek Gunn, he's a warrior. He's a good guy and everything like that, but just relax a little bit and Eagles do everything we got to do to get Jalen Ramsey in the building. That's my first point. My second point is off topic. But can I just apologize to Jason Mercedes if you thought I was giving him a hard way on Twitter?
For what?
You blocked me, man.
Why? What'd you give me a hard time about?
Because I said you were over talking the guest one time. It was about last week.
Okay.
And you blocked me.
Okay.
You just kept going. Nah, not really. I was just giving constructive criticism. I'm
all good with that. All right. I'll unblock you, Goose.
I've seen people troll. You know, I wasn't trolling. I was just trying to listen to the guest at that time. And I just thought as though you was...
What's your Twitter handle?
Liddy Bean.
All right. I block very few people, so...
What is it?
Liddy Bean.
Liddy Bean.
Like L-I-D-Y?
That's cool. Liddy Bean. Yeah. I like that.
All right, Liddy Bean. You be good, man.
My man, I appreciate it, man. You guys have a great day.
All right, too, Goose.
Goose, I like the name Goose too.
Liddy Bean.
That's instant cred with the name Yo Goose.
Can I ask you a question, real quick?
Sure.
Off topic, a kill topic. You're gonna kill it. I get it. Philly's day game, right? They won two. You know, I listen. You know how I feel, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So here's the lineup today. Hernandez leading off. Realmuto. Bryce, Hoskins, Brad Miller's hitting fifth.
Kicking ass and taking names.
What the bleep? Why is Brad Miller hitting fifth? Segura, Kingery, Haseley. Like, what in the world? What in the world? He's one for two lifetime with a single. Flipping Brad Miller is batting fifth. I don't care if he hits three home runs today.
It is comical.
How could you bat him fifth? Why is he playing A, but B, why is he batting fifth?
Well, it was like the Jose Perella thing the other day. Hey, it's a home run, so credit to Jose Perella, but Jose Perella should not be in a starting lineup if you're trying to push for the playoffs.
Yeah. That's three games back of a wild card.
That's crazy.
Wild card two.
But that's crazy.
No, it's criminal is what it is.
Brad Miller's in fifth. Like, what are you, nuts? God, I hate this team. I love the players. I do. I love Harper. Hit the home run last night. I did love Harper.
I scraped the ceiling with that home run.
I watch every game. You know, I go home and put Phil. I mean, you know, listen, I love that team. But I hate their front office. This Klentak, I can't take him. They got to put a muzzle so that he never speaks again. He's the worst. He's got no concept or clue of talking to a fan base. He's the worst possible leader. You know, you're a GM. One of the things you need to be is a leader. Mm-hmm. You need to be presidential.
Dignified.
He's none of it.
D, none of the above.
None of it. All he is an excuse maker for himself.
CYA man. Midday show.
I'm
take
sorry.
A timeout.
I'm sorry. I got to take a breath. By the way, Nick Gallagher and Joseph Pyshel hanging with us today.
Bringing donuts,
boys.
Too. It's the Midday Show. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about my friends at Body Check Wellness. Now, you got to check this out. Speaking of Jack, you may have heard CBD health and wellness products are booming right now, and for really good reason. Now, if you live an active lifestyle, whether at work or at your leisure, or your body just doesn't recover the way it used to, and let's face it, when you get older, that happens. Maybe some of the all-natural hemp-based products and recovery products from my guys at Body Check Wellness are right for you. Now, Body Check Wellness, they're a local company that was founded and is currently run by former professional athletes, NHL Stanley Cup champion Scott Parker, former Birds lineman Todd Herrmanns, and former Flyer and fan favorite Riley Cote, all involved. And these guys all know what post-game physical and mental pain can do to you and have been working to help their customers on the road to faster, natural recovery with hemp-based recovery products. Now, in my own life, if I play a men's league game, I'm dying the next couple of days. It's brutal how you feel. So it's time to get back to 100% and do it in a quick way. You work out, you know, you don't feel good the next day. So start using Body Check. I did as well. And the products myself, and I couldn't be happier with how it's making my body feel. In the recovery time, it's astonishing. So if you want your body to recover faster and do it in an all-natural way with products from Body Check, visit them at Body Check Wellness at bodycheckwellness.com and get 10% off your first order with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N at checkout. Again, promo code Jason on your entire first order, you'll get 10% off. Check it out, bodycheckwellness.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.